So for the questions, there were two questions. Question number one is, why is the moral life about more than just following rules and laws? Would anyone like to share from Keith's table what your group came up with? We'll kind of go around the room and just kind of...
Can we get number two? Maybe we can anchor it on number two.
Sure.
But feel free to tag us for number two if that's
okay. Okay, so yeah, sure. We'll start with number two. What is grace and why do we need it? And then, yeah, a little side thing about brainstorm the effects of grace. So what did you guys come up with?
So we're talking about kind of also, grace is a gift from God to guide us in towards Him and also being in the right state of order. We also talked about what are the attributes of grace, the attributes that we use. If we're going to talk about describing grace, what attributes we use, we talk about both loving and also merciful as kind of different attributes of what grace is. And we need that because of our fallen nature, for us to be reunited with God. We have multiple means to go to that, we talk about the sacraments, but also grace is kind of like a magnet that pulls us towards God, and I think through His loving embrace that allows us to go and be reunited with Him, and also allows us to be properly dispositioned to worship Him.
Yeah, that's an excellent answer. So you said something that in the group that I was with, they also touched on, was that grace is this pull back to God. And that's very important because that gets at basically the root of what grace is. So when we said at the beginning of the talk that grace is motion from God, moving creation back to Himself. And so this is why grace affects all facets of our being. So grace moves sinners to conversion. It heals the wounds of sin. It elevates our human nature, as we said, so that it's proportioned to achieve that supernatural end, capable of supernatural acts of faith, hope, and love, theological virtues. But yes, grace is a sharing in God's life. It's a spiritual gift that He freely gives us. And that can be the hard part for us as human beings with the free will and the intellect to act, is to not be able to fully understand why God has given us grace, maybe in this particular circumstances, and at another time He's withheld that grace, and not caused us to fall, but permitted us to do so. But so that will always remain a mystery in this life. But it is necessary for salvation. You can't get to heaven through your own works. I put that on the handout. We don't work our way to heaven. We need faith, grace, and our good works all together. And this is very important to remember. This gets lost after the Protestant Reformation, and Martin Luther starts to talk about justification and faith and grace in ways that are not true. I mean, that's just to say it boldly and explicitly. So we have to understand these things in that regard. Does anybody else want to touch on question two while we're on it? Okay. Could I get a volunteer then? We're just calling on a specific group to share what you came up with for question one. A spokesperson for your group. Somebody from this group? Do we get? Because you guys had a good discussion on the moral life. What did you guys come up with? Yeah, that's great. Yeah, no, thank you. I want to encourage a little audience participation, you're all giving good answers, so go ahead.
Isn't it also necessary to go persuading the divine law? If you think about kind of man's fallen nature, we need to have rules which are not inspired by God and God's divine law there for us to participate. We need grace.
Say that again?
So for us to go participate, we think about the divine law, for us to go embrace and apply that, we need to be able to have through grace, we can go seek and have discernment to participate in that.
Mm-hmm.
Man's law and moral
law, instead of causing helpful
for man and our fallen nature, mm-hmm. which man should go perfectly emulate the divine law, we
need grace. And so yes,
that's right.
Yes. Like
to go do that.
Very good. Yeah, exactly. We need grace to restore our broken nature. Both on the natural level and on the supernatural level. So even in the state of pre-original sin that Adam and Eve existed in the Garden of Eden, and there was still the necessity for grace in the supernatural sense. But to kind of sum up question one, and then we'll wrap up here. If we do base morality just solely on rules, it forgets to take our freedom into account. The church has always taught that morality was more of a question of happiness, as we said, because of the appreciation of God's goodness. So remember, happiness and goodness connected. And their confidence that God has created man to share in this happiness. God's pulling us back. Why? So that we can share in that happiness. So salvation is offered to us, as we said, through the incarnation, the life and death of Jesus Christ. The moral life is therefore about union with Christ. So that supernatural end, that eternal beatitude, that's the union that we strive for, the friendship with God. So that is the purpose of the moral life. It's not a set of do's and don'ts, avoid this, do that. It's not something to get wrapped up in our minds about, I just don't know which end is up or how to act. No, there are objective principles that we follow, that we reason from, and then we make the decision. We make the good act for the sake of the good end. Okay? So thank you for your attention tonight. I know that was a big topic with a lot of information. And we will have another talk on virtue later in the year, virtue and vice and the universal call to holiness. But next week I will begin our trek into the commandments, the Ten Commandments. So are there any last minute questions before we close in prayer? All right, let us close with a glory be. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end, amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.